There are, in truth, all sorts of things to eat over here. Mordred has no friends to lift him from place to place via the 7-league boots of teleportation. But he found his journey from Thunderclap Station to Steak-Titi far from arduous. He has overheard enough to be sure of what his father is planning, a surprise attack on the facility below. They're badly outnumbered, but Roland's band of shooters is fiercely devoted to him, and surprise is ever a powerful weapon. And gunslingers are what Jake would call foo, crazy when their blood is up and afraid of nothing. Such insanity is an even more powerful weapon. Mordred was born with a fair amount of inbred knowledge, it seems. He knows, for instance, that his red father, possessed of such information as Mordred now has, would have sent word of the gunslinger's presence at once to the Divartoy's master or security chief. And then, sometime later tonight, the Ka'tet out of Midworld would have found themselves ambushed, killed in their sleep, mayhap, thus allowing the Breakers to continue the king's work. Mordred wasn't born with a knowledge of that work, but he's capable of logic, and his ears are sharp. He now understands what the gunslingers are about. They have come here to break the Breakers. He could stop it, true, but Mordred feels no interest in his red father's plans or ambitions. What he most truly enjoys, he's discovering, is the bitter loneliness of outside, of watching with the cold interest of a child watching life and death and war and peace through the glass wall of the ant farm on his bureau. Would he let Jan Kaidam actually kill his white father? Oh, probably not. Mordred is reserving that pleasure for himself.